A new suicide prevention centre, including a phone line counselling service and drop-in centre, is set to open in Kirkstall in Leeds within the next month. It'll offer free, regular counselling for those affected by suicide and is being funded by charities and private donations. The man behind the centre is Colm Farrell, which is a great name, I have to say, who last year completed a 5,000-mile walk of all the UK counties to raise awareness. He's in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us. We'll get onto the walk in a moment, but why is this such a passionate issue for you?
Well, going back a few years, I'd done a walk in Ireland as a result of having lost a few friends to suicide. And while I was doing that walk, a lot of people in the UK contacted me and said, would you come to the UK and do a walk over here? And initially I said no. And when I checked it anyway, there was 86 counties and it would have been a 5,000-mile walk. But anyway, more and more people contacted me and I looked up the statistics on suicide in the UK and it's more or less the same as Ireland, like there's up in 12,000 deaths per year. So I decided to hell with it, let's come over and do it. So I came over and done this walk and on my travels I met a lot of people who were bereaved by suicide, but I also met a lot of people that survived suicide attempts. And speaking with them, they told me the biggest issue they had was, say, after they had attempted to take their own lives, they ended up in an A&E department and they'd be given medication and they'd be sent home and be put on a waiting list to receive counselling for maybe up to 8 months. And I was thinking, like, what can we do here to, you know, bridge this gap? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, another issue they had was that they wouldn't have access to counselling. Say, for example, if you were in Manchester and you got an offer of counselling in London, but you wouldn't have the resources to pay your way down there on a weekly basis. So we decided that if we set up a phone line counselling service, so it would be accessible to anybody in the UK to the phone. So we're setting up in Leeds and we will have a number where if somebody is having suicidal thoughts, they can actually text this number and then they will get an automatic callback from a fully trained counsellor. Mm-hmm. And the counselling process will start from there.
And there's nothing like this already. I can't believe that.
Not that I'm aware of, no. Yeah. You have the Samaritans who provide a listening service and a fantastic service they provide.
Of course.
But I'm not aware of any actually over-the-phone counselling service that's free.
Seems mad that it could take up to 8 months. If you're going to try and take your own life, you don't want to be waiting then another 8 months finally to get around to telling someone why.
No, you don't. Well, like, if you break your leg and you end up in the A&E department, they don't give you medication and say, come back in 6 months' time. They fix your leg.
Yeah.
That's what they do, you know.
There is a stigma, isn't there, attached to suicide, because a lot of people say, well, it's a selfish act and think about the people you're leaving behind. But I'm quite close to this as well. I'll not go into the details why, but that really angers me, actually, because for some people, they see it as the only way out, don't they?
Correct.
And you know, perhaps their life reaches such a point where, yes, they do leave loved ones behind, but life gets so bad for them, for whatever reason, that all gets ignored and left behind. They don't realise it, do they?
No, absolutely not. And actually, from my own experience, speaking to survivors, not one survivor has told me that they actually did want to die at that point in time, you know? They felt there was no way out, but they did not want to actually die.
Yeah. Which is so sad, really, that somebody would want to go to that kind of extreme to end it all. So things like this can only be a good thing, obviously. What about funding for it, though? Because that's always an issue, isn't it? How are you being funded?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we've been fortunate enough to get a bit of a start from some anonymous people that gave us a bit of cash to get it up and running. We are organising events in the coming months to fundraise. And for me, been lucky enough to have stayed with over 300 families when I walked the UK. I've got loads of messages of support, people offering that once we're up and running that they will do events to help finance the whole thing.
What was that like, 5,000 miles?
It was great because I met some fantastic people along the way, you know. Obviously, I heard some very sad stories, and but when you see the generosity of people and total strangers to ring you up at all hours of the night and say, well, where are you now? And you say, well, I'm sitting in a bar waiting to get a place to sleep. And they just say, we'll send a car for you. And out of the 333 days in the UK walk, I only actually slept out on one night.
Wow.
Wow.
Great generosity shown then by the people of the UK.
Fantastic.
What was the toughest part of the walk?
My God, I don't really know.
Mine's just a blur.
Getting up in the mornings, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit like a pay it forward effect, isn't it?
Yeah. But the great thing is, like, that I've been in contact with all these people ever since, you know, and been created some great friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you open then?
Sorry?
When do you open?
Hopefully within the coming weeks, yeah. We've been down there for the last couple of weeks just getting the place ready. Obviously, we have to put things in place like phone lines, counsellors, all that kind of stuff, you know. Everything has to fall into place, you know.
Yeah.
So at the minute, it's a text. You would send in a text and then you would receive a phone call back from one of the specified counsellors.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, this morning, our website just went live about an hour ago. So,
oh, what's that?
It's www.stampoutsuicide.co.uk.
Stampoutsuicide.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And you're based in Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the text number, when that comes
We don't
up,
have that number yet.
That's going to come up and it'll be on your website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Colm, thank you for coming in this morning. Good luck with it all. That website again, stampoutsuicide.co.uk if you want more info. And we'll have to come and visit you sometime.
Yeah. Certainly do,
If you do another 5,000-mile walk...
Not a chance.
We'll Kay will join
we'll
you
for
this
a day.
Time. We'll volunteer Kay to join you
Thank
for the walk.
You,
bit
Paul.
Of company for you. That's Colm Farrell there. Great name, by
Thanks,
the way.
Guys.
But you get that all the time, don't you? Is it Colin or Colm? He's Colm, isn't it? Yeah.